for attending the American Rescue Plan Act special meeting on April 4th. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call this meeting to order. Start off by the approval of the March 7th minutes. Discussion. Motion for discussion.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Move for adoption.
Motion for adoption.
Second.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good to go. All right. So start off with Resolution 177. All right. Providing grant authorization for U.S. Treasury report for 2025 and 2026 ARPA administration estimated costs. ARPA Division, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience, as presented.
Make a motion to discuss, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
Discussion. Not much, so we understand what's going on here. All right. Simple as that. All right.
Should I make a motion to adopt 177?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Simple. I was expecting something on that. All right. Resolution 178, rescinding Resolution 425 of 2021, Ulster County policy requiring crisis respite houses in Ulster County, Department of Mental Health. Motion for discussion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Sure. I don't know if there's any particular questions based on, I think the resolution looks to explain what it is that we're looking to be able to do based on challenges and the development of the crisis respite number of considerations to which we included. So I don't know if the committee had questions or.
Well, I think in general, so it was the policy that we have two respite houses, and the policy is now changed to not do that. So what we're going to do is move the money into another, in a later resolution, move that money into something that I believe everybody's on board with, and we'll find out in the next couple of resolutions. But is there any other discussion on it? Joanna?
Yes, I mean, I can just say, and I know I've been speaking to Chair Criswell about this. He was one of the original sponsors of the resolution and shared with him some of the challenges that we've run into trying to stand up the respite houses. But we can summarize them as there's timing considerations, as you all know very well, the ARPA money has to be spent by certain timeline. We also found in evaluating the proposals, the operating costs for the respite houses would probably most likely require ongoing county funding, which was not contemplated in the original resolution. The original resolution expected that we would be able to use properties, foreclosed properties, to stand these up and that they would pay for themselves. When we're looking at the proposals that we're getting, the latest budgets show a substantial amount of operating funding that would need to be dedicated to these. At the same time, one of our local nonprofits has also put in an application to the Office of Mental Health for a short-term residential program that would serve a lot of these same populations. And if they get that funding, that would provide renovation, capital funds, and ongoing operating costs for a residential program, none of which funds are available for this, for the respite house. So because of those reasons, we came up with some alternatives that the department feels are pretty urgent right now, like providing additional capacity for clinical care for youth. We also wanted to fund the mental health needs assessment that was passed by the legislature last year, and also pay for security at 368 Broadway.
Mm-hmm. go ahead, you can add on and I'll follow up.
Yeah, no, I was going to, you know, speaking of what Joanna had mentioned, there was a lot of challenges as far as licensure and finding properties that would be appropriate for medical Medicaid sustainability. Originally, we thought eight beds is really the sweet spot. Finding eight beds at an affordable rate right now is very, very difficult. The other piece of that is finding a location that would be ADA accessible, which is mandatory towards licensing, as well as falling under Padovan law, which would protect the zoning, which is a process that you would have to go through and have, you know, community comment on that. And so to go through that process and find a location, again, going back to when the money needs to be spent, it's going to be quite difficult and, you know, it causes a risk of losing the funding. It's just going to be really considered.
So just curious, you said there's a nonprofit that's working to set something up and it's going to be temporary. How, like, what is the time frame for that?
If they get the funding, it would actually be for a lot longer stays. And the crisis rest house is for 7 to 10 days.
7 to 10 days, and if Medicaid allowed, based on their need, they could stay up to 28 days. But okay. It's not meant to be a housing program. It's meant to be a hospital diversion program.
Gotcha.
OMH had come out with a grant that a nonprofit locally had applied for. That would, like Joanna said, not just give operating costs for up to 5 years, but also capital costs for obtaining a site location, and then potentially they're looking at licensing that program as well. But that's a stay up to 120 days.
Okay.
And so that also has wraparound services, which involves peer support, clinical services, you know, making sure people are going to primary care. And then it also has an employment aspect to it as well, mm-hmm. so that they're linking people while they're there.
Sure.
To getting employment so that they can then move, go through this forward process and get into long-term housing. But the good part about this program as well, if they do receive it, is that if someone's struggling in a program right now currently, they could be moved into this transitional housing up to 120 days and then back, once they're well, into the original housing that they came from, in the supported apartment. So it's really to help people maintain their wellness in the community for a longer period of time. And then wrap those services around them and have staff 24/7. So it is like an advanced crisis respite that also comes with housing.
Sure. And is it so that they already have a brick and mortar, they already have a site, they're already operating somewhere, or through this funding, through this opportunity, they're also going to be getting a site where they would be setting up?
They would potentially be getting a site, and okay. we would be potentially looking at, there's a property on Golden Hill, for example, there's a house up there, that could be a good fit.
Sure.
But there would be at least state money for renovating.
Gotcha.
Is the employment component the same budget or different monies?
It's built into the operating cost. So I wrote it, I think it was... there's a specific amount for every person that's in the... it's a site location, and with that monies attached to that person, they will get that service.
The other thing that I think would be helpful to know is that one of the Rose House in Walden was a model for this proposal.
Correct, yeah.
When we spoke to them, they did say that it's underutilized, it's usually not at capacity, and at the same time, they're renovating it to increase it. So they're going to get...
Yeah, so right now it's 6 beds. They're going to be increasing to 8 beds, and they're still provisionally licensed at that site. It takes a very long time to get licensed. That's been going on for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So again, coming back to being self-sustaining over a period of time, being licensed and getting that revenue in, if that site is underutilized, is a concern for ongoing county contribution. And then also with that model, because it does currently serve and will continue to serve Ulster residents, there will be transportation built into that. So I think it really comes down to kind of marketing the resources we currently have.
And have they mentioned why, like, they think that they're underutilized? Like, why do they?
You know, I think it could be that really that site needs to be marketed more to Ulster County residents. I think that's a big component of it. I think once the stabilization center is open, because they're going to be the operators, it will be a very nice collaboration of them sending people to their crisis respite. But I think that people are just unaware, especially people that are new to receiving services, you know, mental health services. I think that is a major reason. And then there is, you know, obviously transportation, but Medicaid transportation will give you a voucher to cross county lines if necessary, you know, and it's not like it hasn't been used. I know Oracle specifically and other case managers in the area will transport people to the crisis respite if they want to utilize it. It's, you know, it's not much of a barrier, but mm-hmm. it's still being underutilized.
And can you remind me, do they have to be referred to it, or they can...
No, it's also, it can be self-referral, so okay. everything is volunteer, so someone can call themselves and do a very brief intake over the phone,
sure.
and then the staff there can help coordinate transportation with right. their providers, but yeah, no, there's not even an evaluation that's done for a mental health diagnosis to be accepted into the house. You know, they have to accept people regardless of also insurance. So somebody could not be insured currently and still get services there. Mm-hmm. So there really is little barriers for people to actually mm-hmm. get into the house unless they're at capacity, which, you know, they're stating to us that they're currently not as utilized.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So to be clear, Ulster County residents have access to that Orange County site.
100%.
Okay. And that site has been underutilized.
Underutilized, yes.
Okay.
For Orange and Ulster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other discussion? So on Resolution 178, resolution rescinds the policy of Ulster County to have two respite houses throughout the county and removes the $1.5 million of ARPA funds that are currently dedicated to the funds for respite houses.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Resolution 179. Amending the 2024 budget to implement resolution number 77 of 2023, establishing a policy to prioritize the mental and behavioral health needs assessment and determination of five-year plan department of mental health. So this resolution allocates $158,015 of ARPA funds to the completion of behavioral health community needs assessment. Basically, it's a study for mental health, mm-hmm. creating a new division in mental health.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I can speak to this.
Please.
So the last legislative body passed the resolution 77 asking for some direction and guidance as to trying to get to the bottom of where we would be best resourced, what would be the best thing for the county to be able to provide versus our community behavioral organizations to provide, and really get a sense of where the gaps are in our system so that we can plug those holes and bridge those gaps. This is our attempt to be able to fund. We put out an RFP, we found a provider, we have a willing agency that is wanting to partner with us, but this is our attempt to find the funding to pay for it, to meet the mandate of Resolution 77.
Is this the total amount of the cost for the study, or is there other funding sources?
This is the total amount of the cost of the study. They also gave another sort of a follow-up to the actual assessment and study itself, but we chose to look at that at a later date and just get the actual assessment done primarily.
Mm-hmm. And what's the timeline on the assessment?
So once the contract is completed, the assessment will be completed within 6 months. Start date.
Great. Any other questions, discussion? All right. Resolution 179. Motion for adopt.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Resolution 180, amending the 2024 budget to fund the mental health initiative to secure services for a child mental health clinic, Department of Mental Health. So this resolution is to allocate $730,000 of ARPA funds to support the establishment of a children's mental health clinic, covered startup costs for 2 years, with the expectation that the clinic will self-sustain by the end of the funding period. Discussion or questions?
Does Tara want to say anything?
Yeah. I'd love to say. Right. This is quite the opportunity for us to be able to not only open access for mental health services. I will say Governor Hochul put in her her last budget that an expansion of school-based clinics, and we've had those, and those are great. But the timing for them are very difficult. They close generally when the schools are closed and don't give opportunity for family members to be able to do collaterals and all of that because most families are working. So you would need to be able to continue to participate in your child's clinic appointment by 2:30 or 3 o'clock, which works. It's an option. But what we're hoping to do is to expand the options for children and families, expand the opportunities for them to be able to have choice. We have one main children's provider here, and they are a wonderful partner, but they can also, just like most of our other clinics, struggle in terms of staffing and maintaining staffing, which will impede the ability to maintain a therapeutic relationship. And though they're no different than any of our other clinical providers, that they're all having staffing challenges, the more that you add in terms of options, the greater ability that you may have in order to not just get the service, but to connect with someone on an ongoing basis. And that's what we're hoping to do. We have an RFP that's developed and ready to hit the ground and see if we can get another partner to come in and really bring that expertise around children and family needs to the county.
Will this be a separate facility?
It would be a clinic in a building, and I believe that we have looked at 368 of the third floor where the department is right now, that if there was a partner that was willing, we may offer them space in that building to provide the clinical services.
In terms of just obviously talking about children's mental health, are we talking about a specific definition of like up to age 18 or like K through 12.
So generally, the license that is offered for children's mental health clinics are from 5 to 21. Well, it used to be 18, but then there was Medicaid redesign that allows for Medicaid to cover someone. They can choose to be in the adult system or the kid system up until the age of 21. So then the license expanded to the age of 21. But for the majority of children's clinics in the region, they will also work with a parent. Under their child's case, they can work with a parent and provide clinical services, or they can have someone, since the insurance allows for parents to hold on to their kids up until the age of 26 under their private insurance, they can also now decide that they can expand their license up to the age of 5 to 26. But that's the individual provider's decision. We would advocate for that because, again, it just opens up access, but that would be the provider's license of their decision.
Appreciate the clarification on it. Thank you.
I just want to say that there's a tremendous need for these services. As a middle school principal, I see it up close and personal on a daily basis. My one concern is oftentimes coming from the southern end of the county that Kingston can feel very far away for families who struggle with transportation and a whole other host of things. So has there been any consideration to how that can be addressed, whether it's like via satellite office or location or increased transportation opportunities or covering costs for transportation, because it is a real situation.
Did you want to take
this? We are looking for a satellite security cargo building in Ellenville as well.
So once again, the southern part of the county would be, that's a long
way. We have a county building. Those are the main county buildings that we have. But.
So I would just say that there is 100% a need. I would encourage you to please start considering looking at other locations for satellites beyond the Kingston and Ellenville regions that are often covered when places in the southern part of the county often find it very hard to get to either of those locations. Those are extremely long drives. Mm-hmm. So
wasn't there a conversation before about having like a mobile unit at some point? Like a mobile mental health unit? Did I dream it?
I don't know if it was.
You dream it into fruition.
I thought it was. I thought there was the talk of mobile county services in general,
yeah.
And it might have been in regards, you know, that hopefully if mental health could be included in that.
Mm-hmm. I will say that I'm not aware of a licensed entity under OMH that would allow for, because they license the space that you provide the clinical services in. OASAS will allow for you to provide 822 outpatient treatment services in a mobile unit. I don't know if there is a, I don't, I actually don't think.
I don't think there's much question on it. This is a good thing. My question would be, maybe to the ARPANET, maybe Nate, is this going to be able to get obligated in time?
Great question. I'm going to defer to Jolene.
Yeah. So we've already started conversations with community providers that would easily be able to get this up and running very quickly. Our RFP is already drafted and ready to go out. If this is to be passed, we would do it as soon as possible. The committee together would be able to lift up as soon as possible. We already have at least a location identified at 368 Broadway, which again would be beneficial, you know, being that the second floor has an outpatient mental health clinic, and then you have also outpatient detox or outpatient services from Somati. It'd be nice to also be able to have a referral system for youth specifically in that same building, being at the Center of Wellbeing. So that location has already been determined, and then we also have space that we're looking at Journey Barber for a satellite as well as we said. So we know where we're going, we know what it's going to cost and what it's going to cost providers to maybe renovate the space, get it up and running, and everyone is interested in applying and going for it pretty quickly. So I don't see it being a barrier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think there is some wait list at other providers as well that would easily be able to be taken on by this provider, as well as we have the LaSalle School, which is almost at capacity all the time. And that isn't for long-term care, so a lot of the students that maybe would be, you know, at the end of their care with them, but then also could possibly refer to the service. So, yeah.
Okay. And coming down to the cost, it's a two-year cost. It's a cost estimate for
two years, including the two satellite clinics. So that would be the goal.
And so it's a two-year contract. Any other questions?
Thank you. And just in regards to if there was an anticipation of extending after, you know, at the expiration of the two-year contract, where we would be thinking that we would be looking for, you know, additional funding for this, because obviously if ARPA is not going to be a funding source for long-term.
The community providers that we have had conversations with, we have been very clear that if this money was to come for tuition, it would not be coming from the county, that the goal is that they have to be self-sustaining by the end of it, and they feel very confident about that. So kind of weird. I don't know if there's anything to add. But.
I mean, it's different than mental health in schools. Mental health in schools is not billable. They're really
right.
Not. You know, there's limited amount of resources in order to be able to pay for it. Clinics come up every day. It usually takes at least a year, year and a half in order for them to get the sustainability. But if we're able to choose a provider that is already, say, established with billing Medicaid and has all of that infrastructure, they would be well poised to be able to take it on both financially after the 2 years.
Already having that license and a space identified. Them already, some of them seeing the space, knowing that it would be easy for them to license it, is a lot different than looking for an actual house for, let's say, like the crisis respite per se, which takes into a lot of other considerations that are barriers.
Thank you. Good. Okay, so resolution 180, resolution update $730,000 of ARPA funds to support the establishment of Children's Mental Health Clinic. Motion to adopt.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Resolution 181, amending the 2024 budget to enter into an interdepartmental agreement with the Sheriff's Department to provide security for the Center for Wellbeing for 1 year, Department of Mental Health. So this resolution is authorized $378,190 of ARPA funds to cover the cost of 24/7 security at the Crisis Stabilization Center through the Sheriff's Office for 1 year. Discussion?
You know, I was really just going to touch on that. I think it's really important that we're utilizing the sheriff department for this purpose rather than looking at an external provider. You know, we are going to have, and it's part of the licensure, a separate entrance for police departments to utilize to bring people to avoid and divert from jail. So, you know, the Department of Mental Health has really took into consideration building on that collaboration with the sheriff's department and having their security team there, really hoping that it engages police to utilize the service as much as possible. And that's really, you know, our goal for having security is definitely necessary, but we would really like to use the sheriff's department for this purpose.
1 year contract?
1 year contract.
Okay. And question I would have is it a mental health, it's not a mental health service, so how are we going to classify that in the treasury report?
Well, with the interdepartmental, we can use it as that's the contract mechanism. So once we enter into the interdepartmental, that's going to be our contract mechanism for the ARPA purposes. So you take the...
Yeah, and as far as the classification and the coding, I mean, they are serving the crisis respite crisis center. So I don't think we'll have a problem with that. Filling the purpose of the center so, by staffing.
Mm-hmm. Just to be clear, after this year is over, we're going to have to come out with funds from some other source, correct? Just to make sure we know all this family.
Yeah, just a 1 year contract. Any other questions? All right. Resolution 181, resolution authorizing 378-190 of ARPA funds to cover the cost of 24/7 security at the Crisis Stabilization Center through the Sheriff's Office. Motion to adopt.
Make the motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. No new business? Old business. All right. So old business.
Good afternoon, fellow legislators and public. My name is Eric Kitchum, legislator representing District 4 in the town of Ulster. The town of Ulster received an ARPA grant award from the, as part of the Ulster County Parks and Recreation grant, we were awarded $100,000. I come back before you on behalf of the town. The original ARPA money that we received was for a community forest trail system in partnership with Scenic Hudson. Unfortunately, the town has run into some issues obtaining title for a property that this forest trail system was supposed to go through and is unable to obtain the title for that property. So I come before you today with a letter from Supervisor James Quigley. We would still like to use this money for a recreational purposes and basically just substitute it. It still would be coming and falling underneath the County of Ulster Parks and Recreation's program grant. Since May of 2023, the Town of Ulster submitted to the County of Ulster a letter of intent and an application requesting funding from the Ulster County ARPA sub-award program for the construction of a community forest trail system in partnership with Scenic Hudson. This request was subject to Scenic Hudson obtaining title to the proposed site. Scenic Hudson has not been able to gain control of this site. Therefore, the Town of Ulster is informing the county that we will not be able to accept the sub-award for the purpose of constructing the trail system. The Town of Ulster has identified a substitute project and hereby requests directions on how to proceed, whether through a substitution under the current project approval, which I believe, through speaking to Chairman Cochran, that we could do, or approval on a completely new submission. The Town of Ulster maintains a softball field complex on Orlando Street in the Town of Ulster. If you remember several years back, that area of Ulster, which is down on the Esopus Creek, if you're familiar with the area, if you know where Subway Sandwich Shop is on Ulster Avenue, that road goes down back behind past Seed Song Farm and around to the back, that was all wiped out. People lost their homes. This ball field's been here for many, many, many years. It's been a big part of not just the town of Ulster community, but from communities around come to play tournaments here. And it's very well utilized. There's a couple ball fields there. And like I said, so continuing with the letter, the town of Ulster maintains a softball field complex on Orlando Street. One field has stadium lighting for nighttime use. These lights were obtained from the city of Kingston over 40 years ago, when Deitch Stadium was last renovated, and are insufficient and out of date. They take up a lot of electricity. In the spring of 2023, one of the wooden poles supporting the lighting fixtures was blown down, and a subsequent inspection of the remaining five poles revealed substantive rot, which requires a complete replacement of the poles. In addition, electrical codes have changed since the initial installation. The electrical system requires upgrading, waterproofing above the floodplain. The initial cost of replacing the lights only was estimated at approximately $100,000 and was internally funded through the Recreation Reserve account. So the town of Ulster did obtain the lights, the stadium lights. We have them in our possession, but they cannot complete the rest of the work. Given the identification of additional work items, the cost of this project has increased. I spoke to Dennis Larios this afternoon. He had to go to an outside electrical engineer to come back with the total cost. We expect to have these documents in the next 45 to 60 days. So the town is asking, since the grant originally came from the County Parks and Recs Division, and this is also a recreational project, the town would like to ask the legislator for approval to substitute that money from the Forest Trail system to the lighting for the Orlando Street Park.
Okay. So I had a conversation with Legislator Kitchen, first asking him to confirm that the money that was approved, because it was an early conversation, that it come from Parks and Recs under the ARPA, and it did. I confirmed that, so it's all good. So with that said, I'm okay with it. The committee will speak on that, but this committee can only look at, at resolutions put forth in front of them. So with a resolution being drawn and been put in front of us, then we could vote on that. Again, I don't have a problem. The committee could speak on that themselves. Has to go back to the ARPA division, and then they'd make that decision on yes or no. I don't necessarily see a problem with that, but again, we could only vote on resolutions put in front of us. So with that, any other discussion?
If we do that, the process that you talked about, can it get spent in time? It's an obligation issue. I've heard that there's issues and obligation.
Contracts haven't even been sent out yet on that. So if the contracts were sent out there might have been, and Nate can speak better on that. But since we haven't gotten to the point where the contracts were drawn and sent to the legislature for vote, they haven't even been drawn yet. So it's basically they're in the hopper right now, and with the contract not being drawn and voted on, and Nate could speak to this, I think he could, change that with a resolution to change what they're using the money for.
The new contracts can be done in time. That's the question I have.
Well, they haven't even started yet, so hopefully they are, because we're ready for them. Nate?
So maybe an update first on parks contracts. A lot has happened since last meeting. I got approval for all contracts from the county attorney's office. All are now currently out to municipalities except for town of Ulster. We've caught up with it, which is great. And I actually, municipalities are moving quick. Some I need resolutions from, but I have six vendors signed at this point. So we should be moving with that batch to full contract fairly quickly. Just happy to, number one, provide the letter. The town of Ulster was good enough to kind of explain the situation. I just wanted to make sure there was full disclosure. And we'll move forward if it's the will of the committee. Because if I can speak on it.
Of course.
It does seem, I don't have a full application in front of me. That's like our first step to take. We would make sure that there's a reapplication so that we get all the details, which are very important in drafting the contract. We would, do our review. We did draft the contract on the last application, so that's all ready to go. The county attorney's actually looked at that. So it really would come down to amending the scope of work and then bringing it back to the legislature for approval. And I do believe that can all be done within the time frame we have.
Just a quick question to Nate, just in regards to your ARPA team in terms of personnel. Is there any update on if you guys are anticipating, being up at full strength somewhat soon in terms of for personnel in the office?
Sure. Glad for the question. We have made a hire, and they have a start date, and that will be April 15th. And
excellent.
Have a spot for them in finance, which we cleaned out this week. So hopefully, it's all going to be good.
Many hands make light work. So
just a good question.
Yeah, and we look forward to putting them for the next.
Thank you.
Quick question, Nate. Do you see later on in the year maybe the federal government relaxing some of these regulations as far as project being done by a certain amount of time and how much time to submit? Because right now they're pushing it, but do you see them relaxing those standards?
Yeah, that is a good question, a big question. I can't fully predict. There has been a lot of ups and downs and changes and additional guidance and things like that, and there's a lot of additional guidance that is coming as we see the first major deadline of the end of the year approach, but they have, through the entire process, going back to 2021, I believe it is, they have held firm on December 31st, 2024 to obligate, and December 31st, 2026 to expend. So
yeah. Okay.
I don't expect them to backtrack on those two major rules that have been consistent, but I will say they are providing additional guidance that provides some flexibility on the details, which is
appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. With that, I don't have any more old business. Anybody from the committee?
Just in regards to the letter, from Legislator Kitchen from the town, it seems like this is a very worthy project. I have no objection to it whatsoever. I'm looking at it right now. It's been, they sent it to us in the OneDrive. Yeah. So this, I appreciate it very much. I think it's quite worthy project, and I would hope that the committee would be supportive of something like this if the original purpose of the funding is really not available to go forward at this time. So I'm happy that the town was able to find a replacement project.
We appreciate it. It'll really cut back on our electric costs too. We're going to provide updated light fixtures that are going to really save a lot of money. Since the 40 ones we're using now, like I said, 40 years old. I want to thank the committee for letting me speak.
Thank you. Anybody else? Motion for adjournment.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.